The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like the teacher, and the slave that he become like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household?" The Gospel of the Lord. So now as we come to the end, I think it's the 6 weeks of the lockdown, but as you're probably aware, it's hard to keep track of time at the moment. And it's interesting to pause this morning and see where we are and how we're dealing with our present situations. I think if you look at the gospel this morning, Jesus said following him would never be easy. And we're always, I think part of life is it does have its ups and its downs, its good times and its bad times. But the bad times are also important, and we're going through a bad time at the moment. And how we deal with our present situation greatly determines how we'll be in the future. We are in what you might call a liminal space at the moment, between two different times, a time when we're going through the pandemic and a time when we come out of it. And for people who say, and many people do say it, it'll be great when we get back to normal, to normalcy. We've got to question, what do we really mean by that? To go back to the old way of doing things, when we were very divided and everybody seemed to be out for themselves and we were living a very individualistic life. Is that what we want to go back to? At the moment, there's a, for the use of a better phrase, sort of a global unity. We're all in this. We're out of control of our personal situation, so to speak. First time, maybe in a long, long time, when we were united. Every country is united at the moment in trying to find a way out of this, a way to deal with this pandemic. It's a global seeking of some kind of vaccine to deal with it. And so it is true. We use the phrase, we're all in this together, but up to now it didn't have much meaning, but it does have now. And that's, you know, it's a great time, a time of learning. And so don't waste that time. Deal the best you can with your individual circumstances. And for all of us, they're totally different at the moment. We're all going through difficult times in our own life. Anxieties about food, about money, about rent, about all those things. It certainly is a trial. And how we bear that cross greatly determines the future. So let's do so lovingly for love of God.